This is ESPN New York Tonight. Here's Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer.
Oh, we got lots to do in this Monday night edition of ESPN New York Tonight. We got college basketball. We've got another region to unveil. And I've got some questions. Love to hear from you at 1-800-919-3776. Also via X, formerly Twitter, at Gordon Damer, at Hardesty ESPN, at ESPNNY, 98_7FM, along with Julian and Joe. We ride until midnight on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Gordon Damer.
Larry Hardesty, how you feeling, my friend?
In a world where the Mets are winless and the Pirates haven't lost, I think I'm doing pretty good.
I was gonna open the show by asking you, how are you enjoying the start of the baseball season?
It could be better.
Yeah, it could be better, right?
Could be better. It's early.
It is early.
But it gets late quick.
This kind of lines up with what the fears were, right?
That yes.
You were kind of hoping that in the best case scenario, we win some, we lose some, we hang around for a little while of the season, maybe we make a move here or there.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what you were looking for the first week of the season by any means.
Now, listen, do I understand that the Mets have huge issues in trying to beat Milwaukee? Yeah, they do. For some reason, the Brewers own them. And this weekend was not pretty. It was not. But, Gordon, Manaea pitched very well tonight.
Mm-hmm, very well. Couldn't ask for much more.
I mean, they just couldn't score. And, you know, listen, I need J.D. Martinez back quickly. I mean, like, really. And once again, it's early. No need to overreact. You know how I am, Gordon. If they were 4-0, I'd be like, okay, talk
right,
to me.
Right, absolutely.
So that's how I am. So I'm not ready to jump off a bridge or anything. But you would like to have a little stronger start with the new manager because, you know, the pressure starts to get to him too early. Like, when's the win come? Already people are asking him, well, what's it like? How's it? Is there pressure not getting that first win yet? You know, the way they played this weekend. I mean, it's not good, Gordon. It's just not good the way they started out.
When the season opening game was rained out, when that's the highlight of your week, that's not a good week.
It is not.
And it would be one thing if this lined up with what we thought, where the pitching just didn't give you a chance. The pitching has given you a chance. Outside of the Severino game, and even that one you only lost by a run, you've scored nothing tonight.
Nope.
And one run against the Brewers in the two other games.
That's it.
You would have thought that the offense was the one thing you'd be able to count on, but there's some guys who have just not clicked so far. Again, four games is not a season, but not what you're looking for when you're trying to get excited about a baseball season.
Plus, they've had some key defensive misplays in key moments that has come to haunt them as well. So
had one tonight, sure.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. In a key moment.
Absolutely.
But as it turned out, Gordon, it wouldn't have mattered because they didn't score.
No.
So
nobody has ever won a baseball game without scoring any runs.
Hasn't happened yet. Has not happened yet. Well, let's get the scores out of the way, Gordon, as we do our top stories inside this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. Well, I guess the top story really is going to be, we didn't take long, Gordon, we've got our first no-no of the season. When Oblanco hurls a no-hitter as Houston angry at a lost weekend with the Yankees shut out Toronto 10-0. As Gordon and I were just chatting about, the Mets lose to Detroit 5-0 in 10 innings. Yankees up 2-0 with Arizona batting in the bottom of the second inning. Also on the scoreboard, Gordon Damer locally. Sorry, Joe Leo. Tough night for the Nets. They lose to Indianapolis 133-111. And the game you heard right here on 98.7 ESPN, Penguins outskate the Rangers by the score of 5-2. And in the game you heard on 1050 ESPN, it was the Islanders outskating Philadelphia 4-3.
The Nets are still playing games, Larry? I didn't even realize this.
They are still playing.
Lost in the sauce.
Yeah. They would like to. Well, some of them think the season's over.
Yeah.
And there are some who are still playing.
It does seem that. For some of it, the season is over, right? They've long forgotten about the season. They forgot that they were on the team, and we've forgotten they were on the team.
Oh, no, we remember that Ben Simmons is on the team, but he is long gone for the season.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely. Gordon, the Knicks changed OG Anunoby's injury designation to right elbow tendinopathy, which translates into tennis elbow, after saying on previous reports he was out due to injury management. He's been sidelined for 18 games after undergoing February surgery on his elbow, came back for a three-game stretch that began on March 12th. Now there's no clear return date for Anunoby, putting his status for the rest of the regular season, along with a potential playoff run in question. And Gordon, here's the scary thing. Josh Hart added he would be surprised if either Anunoby or Randle will return this season.
Yeah, I mean, this is the way we've kind of, I think we're both kind of on the same page on this one, that it just doesn't seem like things are lining up properly. By this point, with these few games remaining, that you'd like to think, okay, we know that next week this is going to happen, or in the next couple of days this is going to happen. It just feels like you're waiting and seeing, and not that it's to the level of Ben Simmons, but, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like, I thought that OG was the clearer one to come back. I've for a while not felt like Randle was coming back, and even if he did, he's not going to really be Randle.
Mm-hmm.
The news about OG is about as depressing news as you can get. When you're changing the injury designation now and you don't have a lot to go on as a fan, that makes you feel like this is the worst case scenario, that you're not going to see him again anytime soon. And unfortunately, the playoffs start soon.
Yeah. And Randle hasn't been mentioned.
Nope.
No update, nothing. Nothing. I mean, even Woj mentioned today that Joel Embiid's expected to play this week.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, Gordon, he hasn't played since January 30th, since undergoing the left meniscus surgery. He could return tomorrow night, according to Woj. So
yeah, well,
that's
look,
a big,
maybe
big
that's a sign, right? Maybe that's a sign that something similar will happen to the Knicks, because we didn't hear much about Embiid for a while, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's coming back. Hopefully that's going to be the case with OG and Randle. I'm starting to think at this point with Randle, it really would be kind of like the worst case scenario to bring him back and then the team lose or not, because he's a big piece. You know, with OG, he's primarily the defensive guy who does other things, but he kind of chips in offense. He's not a guy that you're changing the focus of the offense to make sure he gets his touches. With Randle, he is that guy. He's coming in and he's expecting a full complement of his share of the offense, and I don't know that you can do that now with the time that he's missed and the fact that where you are in the season.
Yeah, it's tough. And then when you see how the Knicks are playing, and listen, the last game, that's a tough one, but OKC is a very good club. You know, you're in the game, you have the 12-point lead, you can't hold it. That's a little disturbing. For me, it was the San Antonio game. I mean, Gordon, they gave up 71 points in the first half.
Yeah, they didn't come ready to play. That's something that they don't do.
No.
But they did not come prepared for that first half, and they were playing uphill all night and never, and eventually didn't get there.
Yeah, and wasted a 60-point performance
from
Jalen Brunson, who was just amazing. 61, I think, actually.
61, yep.
Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice cooperating with Dallas authorities. His attorney made the statement after a car that is registered or leased in Rice's name was involved in a multi-car crash over the weekend. Gordon, attorney Royce West said his client will take all necessary steps to address this situation responsibly.
Well, he's saying that now because they have video of him there. So hopefully it all turns out, but a very serious thing. And you'd like to think that with the amount, maybe Rashee Rice is not making the hundreds of millions of dollars, but why anybody is driving anywhere when it's even questionable at this point, when there's these many ways that you can avoid driving, is kind of beyond me.
Sad note as we end our top story segment, Gordon. Next cornerback Vontae Davis, 35, found dead in Florida. Police in the Fort Lauderdale suburb of Davie said they responded to a medical call at Davis's home this morning. Said Davis was dead when officers arrived. No cause of death has been released. He played 10 years in the NFL for the Dolphins, Colts, and Bills. Retired in 2018 and was a Pro Bowl pick in 2014 and 2015. Obviously, our prayers go out to his family.
Yes, of course.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Yankees just rolling, Gordon. They've increased their lead to 5-0 on some baseball bloopers from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, for a Yankee team last year where the defense was not exactly sharp, especially in some certain positions, like left field was a disaster last year. You've seen this year, they've really, at least so far, again, it's very early on, but they've cleaned it up a lot. and now are taking advantage of some other teams. The Astros this weekend, they had that one game where they're throwing it around the yard, mm-hmm. and now the Diamondbacks a couple of minutes ago just throwing it around the yard. So Yankees 5-0. Love it, Larry.
I know you do.
I was thinking about opening the show with a little take me out to the ball game.
Were you now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Your team is rolling like this. You sweep the Astros in Houston, those miserable jerks. Now you're handing it to the defending National League champs. This is the way to start a season.
It is. It is. If you're a Yankee fan, you got to be very happy right now. You really do.
And you know what? I know that this probably has flown under the radar to a certain degree, but after watching the games against Houston and as much as we've seen tonight, mm-hmm. I think that I would go out on a limb and say this Juan Soto guy is pretty good.
You think so?
I think mm-hmm. that this Soto guy, he's a good acquisition. I think the Yankees did a good job by getting him. That's just me.
He's no Cabrera.
No, right? Oswaldo Cabrera has been red hot as well. So we'll see. I thought Volpe has been very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I like really what I've seen from him. How can you not? The guy's slugging 900 so far this year.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Stanton can still get into one every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? What you notice is Soto, as great as he is, but he takes so many pitches, Larry.
He does.
He takes so many pitches, and with him and with Judge behind him, look, baseball's a weird game. Weird mm-hmm. things can happen. If those two guys are not going to lead this offense to a significantly better direction than it was last year, it would be a shock.
Yeah, I agree. It should be. I don't think the offense is going to be. I told you before. I don't think the offense is going to be the problem with this team. The issue is going to be: do you have enough starting pitching?
Mm-hmm.
Can the offense give you enough that you can get your starters to 5-6 innings and then turn it over to your bullpen and win some games that way? You know, you might have to get some 15 out saves on a couple of nights, Gordon. Or, you know, if you get a lot of offense, you can let that starter hang in there till 6 and then turn it over to the bullpen 7, 8, 9 and wrap it up.
Yeah, and another crazy thing is that the Yankees are scoring runs here. This guy's doing it. That guy's doing it. Mm-hmm. All these different stories. Judge really hasn't done anything yet.
No.
They're winning these games really without him doing it. So mm-hmm. that's another good sign because, you know, it's just a matter of time before he eventually gets hot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gord, we came back with Josh Hart and his concern about, Ananobi mm-hmm. and Julius Randle. Well, Woj weighs in, and he had this statement on NBA Today.
I'm told that the Knicks, they want that elbow, which had a loose body taken out of it at the trade deadline. Early February, he came back, played a couple of games, and then went out again. They don't want him in and out of the lineup. They want that injury, the inflammation, the irritation to go away, and that when they bring OG Anunoby back, he can stay back. And they've got certainly a look at the big picture of having him healthy, ready, hopefully for the postseason. That doesn't mean he won't come back during the regular season, but they don't want him in and out of the lineup. And this is an organization right now that wants to play it safe with Anunoby. They're 15-2 in New York in games he's played this season since that trade from the Raptors.
The only issue with that, Woj, Gordon, Knicks now a half game behind Cleveland for third, but they're just a game ahead of Orlando for fifth. And after the lost, the Indiana win tonight over the Nets, a game and a half for sixth.
You're getting back into those old conversations again, right?
Yes, we are.
And it's not where you want to be. Although I think you have to, and I think the Knicks are doing this right. What is the most important thing, right? You'd like to solve all these different things. You'd like to get OG back and Randle back and make sure you have as high a seating as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the seating won't matter if those two guys aren't as close to 100%. So you have to give those guys as much time as possible to get healthy and stay healthy. And if it means that you're going to have to be the 5 seed, so be it.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That's the important thing is getting the best seed you can, but having a be able to go on a deep run in the postseason. And the other concern, though, that you have, Gordon, is, you know, because of the injury, and he really doesn't have any options. I mean, what is Josh Hart going to have left? What is Jalen Brunson going to have left? you know, because they're playing, you know, and once again, they don't have any options. There's nobody else you could put in because it's a short bench, but they don't have a lot, you know, these guys are going to wear down. You could start to say that, you know, DiVincenzo again, missing the threes in the game against, you know, Oklahoma City because of the fact the legs are starting to go. And so when the legs go, Gordon, they're tired, you know, the jump shot is short.
Yep. Now, Josh Hart, I'm fairly certain, is a cyborg. So I think that he will – they'll just change out his battery, swap those. I don't know if they're lithium. I don't know what they are exactly. But that dude's a cyborg, so he'll be fine, I think. And you don't really rely on him for offense. He'll give you some if need be, but – He's about, you know, he's the glue guy. So I'm not as worried about him. But no, I mean, it is a concern that these guys are going to wear down. We've been talking about it for a while. It seemed like it was really trending that way for a while. And then they picked it up. And then it's kind of gone back the other way. And the schedule here, at least in the foreseeable future, is not all that favorable. They still have some very tough games to go here. So it's dealing with things as you can deal with them, and I think that Josh Hart has the right approach, that until you see OG Anunoby, and certainly until you see Julius Randle back on the court in uniform, I don't think you can expect to get them back on the court and in uniform.
And one of those tough games is tomorrow night in the game you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN, and that will be the Miami Heat. Not looking forward to them, Gordon.
No.
I'm not looking forward to them, who are right now just three games behind the Knicks in the seventh slot in the East of the NBA.
Yeah. Well, look, you got to pick your fights right now. You got to pick your battles. And I get you. I don't want to face the Heat. I don't like facing the Heat. But I don't think that you're going to face the Heat come playoff time. I think it's probably you're going to have Orlando in that opening round series. And then we'll see where things go from there. Still a lot of stuff to be decided before then. But it's felt like that because between the 4-5, either you're the 4 and they're the 5 or vice versa, it feels like that's the way things are headed.
It's just weird to look at Philly and see them 8th, like in the play-in spot. You know, and what will Embiid be able to do in the, 8-9 games they have left? Can he get them, move them up, you know? Can he get them into a 5 or 6 spot?
Yeah, well, we've seen teams that get into that play-in, and for whatever reason, maybe it's just happenstance, they win a couple of games there, and that kind of puts them on the right track, and they get hot.
Yeah,
and they win some games, and they go on that deep playoff run. Certainly, Philadelphia's had more successful regular seasons, and it's not panned out.
Right.
Maybe this is the path they got to go, where they're going to be the 7 or the 8. They'll be in the play-in. They'll win a game here or there, and then get into the playoffs and pick off a team or two.
I know there's one person, there's two people, Buddha and Tyrese Maxey. Very happy to see Joel Embiid back in that lineup.
Oh, of course.
Especially Tyrese Maxey, who's been carrying that team, like his back is very sore from carrying that Philadelphia offense, because he's been doing it all.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
By the way, this is completely off topic.
Okay.
Remember when we had our celebrity lookalikes? You have one particular actor who, if you had to have somebody play you in a movie, who would that person be? Who's already an actor?
Okay, so Gordon, I can't think of his name. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But there is a person, the doctor, and people tell me this all the time, that I look like the doctor on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
The
I thought you were going to say Ernie Hudson.
That's who I would pick.
Right.
But I would
pick that too. I think that there's a resemblance. I'm not going to say you're a dead ringer for him, but if I had to pick somebody to play you in a movie.
Yes. But there's somebody, there's been about 4 or 5 people. There is an actor on Grey's Anatomy who plays the head doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the gray as I do.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's who
I don't know if you've seen.
Saying that.
I thought you were going to go Ernie Hudson. There was a picture of Ernie Hudson that was going around this weekend. I'm just going to say you're going to have to find some steroids or something, because Ernie, I don't know what snake juice Ernie Hudson is drinking, but the dude is 78, Larry.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
And I can't get over it. He looks better than a lot of 48-year-olds, a lot of 38-year-olds. It's unbelievable. I saw that. I said, man, Larry, we're going to have to get Larry training again or something to get him back.
Well, as clearly, I have made the adjustment by moving on from from having him play.
You
got
to get you some snake juice, Larry. Snake juice, and you'll be good to go.
Snake juice and the little Keith Hernandez and Walt Frazier for the hair.
Exactly.
Exactly. I do a little bit of that as well. 1-800-919-3776. Jose's in Brooklyn. What's up, Jose? Start us off on ESPN New York tonight.
Good evening, Larry, GD. Shout out to the company. And sorry.
Wow, you're sorry all choked that. Up, Jose, huh? Uh-oh. You okay?
Good. No, I'm good. I'm good. I just got a little bit of a raspy voice right okay. there. I just had to clear it out.
Believe me, I
so
know.
So I have to say, the Knick team caused me excruciating pain, and if I didn't, you know, have this drug called the New York Yankees over the weekend, you know, I would be a very livid person. So, you know, I gotta, you know, say, you know, big ups to the Yankees for that. And to comment on the Grey's Anatomy doctor, I think the company Twitter page definitely did tweet out a meme one time when I did gave you a shout out on how Larry's very good with first time callers, and you know, they always usually come back, and they definitely tweeted that meme out. Where, and I gotta say, the resemblance is kind of there. As far as, you know, the Nick point, and I'm not a person that hates Tom Thibodeau, because I think that he's kind of done a B+ to an A- job, you know, from the circumstances. But I am, but as they are going to give him an extension and we are going to be moving more towards a Tibbs-centric thing, I want to know, when is the media going to now have the heightened expectation? Because we are seeing a pattern, and we can't just ignore the pattern of the usage and the freak injuries that sometimes can be contributed by the overusage and the roster construction and everything else that goes along with it. So when next year comes along, I'm hoping that we are fully healthy and everybody goes out there and we can be that, you know, title contender that everyone is kind of pretty much promoting and advertising for next year. But if I start to see these freak injuries happen again, and if I start to see the Knicks start to, you know, use load management and then start to use tennis elbow at the next excuse to try to cover up for what seems to be a Kawhi Leonard-esque, you know, OG Anunoby, you know, type of philosophy, where I'm not going to play if I'm really not 100%. And if we start seeing that, and then we start seeing losses in the regular season next year, I do expect there to be a heightened sense of awareness of saying, hey, what's going on, because we're going to need to, you know, make improvements next year as well, because these two losses to me were just inexcusable from my point as a Knicks fan. We can't lose to the Spurs, and we can't, and the fact that they lost this game on the free throws, I'm not going to get into the foul calling, because I'm going to tell you right now, as a ref, I would swallow my own whistle, because I'm not wasting another 2 minutes of dead ball time just for you to jack up and miss a free throw. So just wanted to get that out there, and let's go Yankees, Gordon, because hopefully they can still continue this, man. Have a good one.
All right, Jose, thanks for the phone call. Look, Jose, obviously, if you want to blame the Knicks, this is not a Thibodeau problem. This would be a doctor's problem, Gordon. Obviously, there was something going on with that elbow with OG Anunoby when they got him. Clearly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's – and now here's what they're saying. We brought him back. He's not – he couldn't shoot, and his elbow was bothering him. So for the short term, Gordon, let's sit him and have him for the postseason, because at least we would have some kind of size there. The Julius Randle is a freak thing. He falls on his shoulder.
How anybody could ever possibly blame Tibbs on that one?
I don't know. It wasn't a situation where, like last year, he was in the game and the game was over. And then this is what happened. That's a different scenario.
That's one thing, right?
But that wasn't what this is.
No.
And ultimately, Jose, to be honest, ultimately, Thibodeau is good. And we've said this, Gordon, he's going to be graded not on what he's done in the regular season, but the postseason.
Absolutely.
That's what this
Absolutely.
Is about.
Absolutely. Of course.
If they go out early in the postseason, you know, there's going to be some questions. Yeah, some of it's going to be injury, but Gordon, not all of it.
Yeah. Look, to me at this point, now things could change, but it feels like with the injuries taking this long to heal and the amount of times you've missed from each, the two guys who are out and even guys who are back, it always feels like we're going to think back to that stretch they had in January and think of what could have been if the injuries didn't happen.
Yep. I agree.